From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Today, the Senate Judiciary Committee heard its first public testimony from a current White House aide in the investigation of U.S. attorney firings. Scott Jennings is the president's deputy political director. He wasn't the committee's first choice to testify, and as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, he didn't answer many of the committee's questions.
Scott Jennings was not supposed to be the headliner at this hearing. The Senate Judiciary Committee issued subpoenas for Jennings and his boss, Karl Rove, to testify and bring documents about the dismissal of U.S. attorneys. Yesterday evening, in a letter to the committee, the White House claimed executive privilege and said the president's top political adviser would not show up. Jennings, the White House said, would testify with instructions not to answer questions about the firing of U.S. attorneys. The witness, who pointed out that he's only 29, compared himself to a Greek hero trapped between two mythological sea monsters.
I hope that you can appreciate the difficulty of my situation. It makes Odysseus's voyage between Scylla and Charybdis seem like a pleasure cruise.
The witness pleaded for the committee's sympathy as he refused again and again to answer senators' questions.
Senator, I'm doing the best I can, and believe me, this is likely as frustrating for me as it is for you, but I'm doing the best I can.
No, trust me, it is not.
That was a very unsympathetic committee chairman, Patrick Leahy.
I believe you and others at the White House who have refused to answer questions could answer questions if you wanted to.
Whether Jennings could or not, he often didn't. Sometimes he refused to answer questions that former White House political director Sarah Taylor answered at the same committee under the same restrictions just a couple of weeks ago. Other times, Jennings declined to confirm information that's already in the public record. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer asked Jennings to confirm an email showing that Jennings helped set up a Justice Department meeting for a Republican official from New Mexico who was concerned about the U.S. attorney there.
Senator, pursuant to the president's assertion of executive privilege, I must respectfully decline to answer that question.
I have an email that says you did. We are getting it to be a never-never land here. The memo is not privileged, but your confirming what we all have read in the memo is privileged?
After conferring with his lawyer, Jennings confirmed that he wrote the email but refused to confirm its contents. Chairman Leahy was more successful asking about emails that Jennings and other White House staffers sent from Republican National Committee accounts. Democrats are concerned that people at the White House did government work on their RNC accounts to avoid presidential records-keeping laws. Jennings explained that for him, it was a matter of convenience. When he arrived at the White House, Jennings said, he was given a BlackBerry and a laptop that connected to his RNC account, but only his office desktop connected to the official White House account.
So over the course of time, the use of the Republican National Committee email account became a matter of convenience and efficiency because I had access to it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unlike my other email account.
Jennings said he once asked for a BlackBerry with his White House account. His request was denied. But after the story about the RNC accounts broke publicly, Jennings got a White House BlackBerry. Jennings told the committee that if Congress and the White House can sort out their differences over executive privilege, he'd be happy to answer all the committee's questions then. Speaking with reporters after the hearing, Republican Senator Arlen Specter said, "We're never going to come to the end of this, guys. It's a multi-year process." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.